We'll start the reviewer on an upbeat note, and for the first time in 43 years, an Englishman, Justin Rose, has won the US Open. The 32-year-old claimed victory by two shots from the now six times runner-up Phil Mickelson and Jason Day, and Rose gave some of the credit to his dad.
That was my goal today, just to sort of carry myself in a way that I could be proud when I came off the golf course, and, you know, for it just to all to work out for me on such an emotional day. You know, I just couldn't help but look up to the heavens and think that my old dad Ken had something to do with it.
Cricket, and it's been a good week for England as they've clinched a place in Sunday's ICC Champions Trophy final with an impressive 7-wicket victory over South Africa at the Oval on Wednesday. Jonathan Trott led the batting with an unbeaten 82, but captain Alistair Cook singled out his bowlers Jimmy Anderson and James Treadwell for praise.
You know, obviously it was a good toss to win, but you still got to execute those skills at the top. And obviously Jimmy was outstanding. I think he bowled 7 overs, 2 for 14, which is fantastic. But all of the other guys backed him up, and then Tricky Treaders there, you know, was an outstanding performance again.
England will play India in Sunday's final at Edgbaston. The play starts at 10:30. Rugby Union, and last Saturday, England had their final game on the South American tour against Argentina in Buenos Aires. The tourists had to overcome an early deficit, but they were helped by two great tries from Test debutant Marlon Yard. They eventually pulled clear to win 26 points to 51. It meant England, who won the first Test 32 points to 3, had wrapped up their first away series win against the Pumas for 32 years, and the performance made a good impression on the RFU chairman, Bill Bowman.
We struggled for 25 minutes. We were on the back foot and 12-6 down. Then all of a sudden we gained a bit of momentum. Our scrum was good. We got the two penalty tries. And then I thought the last 20 minutes, I thought we played really well. Some really good football.
Also in action over the weekend were Ireland, who beat Canada 40 points to 14, while Scotland were beaten 30 points to 17 in South Africa by the Springboks. One of the most surprising international results was Wales being beaten by Japan for the first time. They lost 23-8 in the sweltering Tokyo heat. Now the British and Irish Lions, they've also been in action. Last Saturday in Sydney, they overran the New South Wales Waratahs, winning 17 points to 47. They'd planned to bring a winning momentum into this Saturday's first test against Australia, but that plan came unstuck on Wednesday when the Lions had their final warm-up match against the Brumbies in Canberra. It was a second-string Lions team, but nonetheless they performed sluggishly and the Brumbies ran out as the deserving victors, 14 points to 12. That was the first victory by an Australian province over the Lions since 1971, and their head coach Warren Gatland says they've got to put this loss behind them and start focusing on Saturday's first test.
Yeah, obviously disappointed, aren't you? Because we think we were on the right track, the momentum was good, and we've just taken a little bit of a backward step tonight. So, after a really good performance on Saturday against the Waratahs, a lot of players will be disappointed, but just got to take that on the chin and start focusing on Saturday.
Tennis, and with Wimbledon set to begin on Monday, Andy Murray demonstrated his well-being by winning the Aegon Championship at Queen's for the third time. Murray, who missed the French Open with a back injury, had to come from a set down to beat Marin Cilic 2-1 in the final. And he credits his backroom team for getting him back in such good shape.
I worked very hard in the time that I had off to try and get myself back in the best shape possible, and I couldn't have done it. Obviously, without my team, they've helped me a lot. They've been very patient with me, and I stand to them why I was able to come out and play so tough in the last two matches.
And the draw for Wimbledon has placed Murray in the half with Federer, Nadal and Joe Wilfred Tsonga. Finally, horse racing, and the highlight of the week so far at Royal Ascot was the Queen's horse Estimate winning the Gold Cup on Thursday, Ladies' Day. It's the first time a reigning monarch has won the race in its 207-year history, but despite the fact that Estimate was backed down to favouritism, her trainer Sir Michael Stout was far from confident.
It was a mammoth task, and she wasn't entitled to be favourite because she had to up her game again to win this Gold Cup. Her preparation had gone extremely well. She'd shown good form at home. So we were hopeful, but I was very realistic that it was a tough, tough task.
The other poignant result at Royal Ascot was Riposte winning the Ribblesdale Stakes, providing a winner for Lady Cecil, the widow of Sir Henry Cecil, who died 9 days ago. The filly won at 9-2 for the Warren Place Stables, where Lady Cecil has temporarily taken the training licence.